This week's honoree is a Philadelphia lung cancer survivor who uses her story to raise awareness and empower others.
I found a calling through this disease, and I'm still here for a reason.
Terri Ann DiGiulio is a lung cancer awareness advocate.
Anybody with lungs can get lung cancer, and no one deserves it.
According to the Lung Cancer Research Foundation, more people die from lung cancer than any other cancer worldwide. And while smoking is the leading cause of lung cancer, nearly a fifth of those diagnosed have never used tobacco.
Lung cancer can be caused by radon. It can be pollution. It can be secondhand smoke.
Terri Ann was just 42 when her lung cancer journey began.
I was in the emergency room with pressure in my chest, thinking it was something with my heart. And while I was there, they discovered a nodule in my lower right lobe of my lung.
It wasn't malignant, but 2 years later, that changed.
But when I woke up from surgery and found out that I had lung cancer, it was shocking, and it took me a while to adjust to it emotionally. It was scary.
Doctors removed the lower right lobe of Terri's lung.
It wasn't an easy thing 19 years ago. Hospital 7 days, lots of rehab.
An avid cyclist, Terri Ann used the sport to strengthen her lungs, and for 11 years, she was cancer-free. But lung cancer soon invaded her family. While she was the first to be diagnosed, in total, 5 other family members, all learned they too had lung cancer.
By this time, my mother had been diagnosed. She passed away 5 years, almost to the day from the time she was diagnosed. We found out her sister had lung cancer, her brother had lung cancer. Then another uncle was diagnosed.
Then Terri Ann's cancer came back.
Now the only surgical option was to remove the rest of my right lung.
Luckily, medical interventions had improved, and this time Terri Ann got radiation therapy.
Third day of treatment, I went on a 20-mile bike ride.
Things were looking up. That's when Terri Ann felt compelled to help others. She became a patient speaker at lung cancer conferences. She lobbied Washington for more funding. She reviewed scientific grant proposals and more.
I met Terri Ann through advocacy. I was just very impressed with how well-spoken she is to fight for this cause. So my name is Heidi Naffman-Onda, and I am a stage 3A lung cancer survivor, and I'm surviving 6 years now.
Heidi Naffman-Onda and her husband Pierre are founders of the White Ribbon Project. The effort comes out of a simple gesture.
I asked for my husband to please make me a big white ribbon out of wood to put on the front door to at least make my neighborhood aware that I had lung cancer. One picture on social media went viral, and before we knew it, we were in all 50 states and 36 countries.
It's been through the work of making and giving out wooden white ribbons to lung cancer survivors and caregivers that Pierre and Heidi got to know Terri Ann.
She flew out here to help make ribbons, and we have even met her in Philadelphia. I would say she's a good soul because she is so giving.
Promised my mom when she was sick. I said, Mom, I'm going to do something. And a few years later, I found myself riding my bike across the country.
That's John Matthews, founder of Ride Hard, Breathe Easy, a nonprofit that uses cycling to raise money to help lung cancer patients by paying for wigs, living and medical expenses, and a whole lot more.
And over the past 7 years, we've raised close to $1 million.
That's where Terri Ann comes in. She's one of Ride Hard, Breathe Easy cyclists, helping to prove that lung cancer doesn't have to slow you down.
Whether it's a 100-mile ride one day or 300 miles over 4 days or anything in between, Terri Ann just does it with such happiness and optimism.
Terri Ann gives because the universe gave to her. When doctors spotted another tumor, sparking a third lung cancer diagnosis a few years ago, Terri Ann had the good fortune of being enrolled in a clinical trial. She was injected with a specialized fluorescent dye to help doctors identify not one, but two tumors.
It's never lost on me that what's been available to me was not available to my family.
Terri Ann shut down her event planning business. She now dedicates all of her time to raising awareness about lung cancer.
I just live the heck out of every minute I'm given, and I want to make a difference.
And she has no plans of stopping anytime soon. Good soul work indeed. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.